Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. T.O. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, fries and jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. T.O. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, fries and jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
World, is your boy Big XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Before I get this thing started, some things I got to let you guys know about. Number one, one time for WRFG, 89.3 FM and out. Please make sure you catch us every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. We've been holding down the overnight slot for the past 15-plus years, one time for everybody who's ever checked in on us or checked us out or listened or whatever the case may be. One time. Also, one time for all the streaming sites, all the streaming services that carry the Riding Dirty Show in our interviews. iTunes, Spotify, Blog Talk, YouTube. We on Facebook Live. Everyone that's ever carried any of the Riding Dirty interviews, all the streaming sites, one time for your hard work and your due diligence, making it possible for us to have a platform for these people to be heard. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. Last year, we partnered up with Live365.com, and we launched our very own internet radio station, Ride 95, all right? Ride 95. Now, unlike a lot of internet radio stations, not all, but a lot of internet radio stations, they are not media-based. We are media-based, which means if your music is properly registered, then your music, when played on any of these media-based stations, will receive credits, points towards pay for your play, okay? So make sure your music is registered through ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, whoever handles your publishing, make sure it's registered. What up, Q? What up, Money Matt? Got people on the check-in. All right, now make sure if you played on any affiliate of Live 365, your music is properly registered, okay? All right, now, let me let you know how to access the station. It's very, very simple. All you got to do is go to live365.com, okay? Live365.com. Once you're on live365.com, go into the search engine. There's over 2,000 radio stations there. So once you're in that search engine, type in RIDE95. That's RIDE, the number 9, the number 5, all right? RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. Click on our station logo and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to access us via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. Be sure to download the Live365 app. Go to that search engine. Type in RIDE95. Click that logo. And again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right? All right. Also, I want to remind you guys, if you're on Spotify and you want to hear a dope hip-hop playlist, make sure you check out Ryan Dirty Radio. All right? Ryan Dirty Radio. If you ever want to check out some dope, just a dope compilation of all the latest music videos, go to our YouTube channel, Ryan Dirty TV, and we got a playlist called Hip-Hop 2021. Check it out, and you can let that thing ride out, man. It's over 3 hours long. All right? All right, now, ladies and boys and girls, it's time for us to do what we like doing most. And that's giving you the people on the street, the people that are moving and shaking, the people that are changing this culture, whether it's through arts, entertainment, music, philanthropism, entrepreneurship, or just being a good damn person with a story to tell. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Ride and Dirty platform. Blood Brothers, rap duo, the foundation. What's going on, my G's?
Yo, what's going on? What up?
What's happening? All right, now, first thing I got to ask you, I got both of you guys on, or is just one of you guys?
Right now, it's just one of us, man. My bro Smoover, he couldn't make it tonight, man. So, you know, my name is Mal Casso. I'm one half of the foundation here.
Okay, no doubt. All right, Mal Casso, you can represent for the brothers. And the first thing I want to say is, man, it's been mishap after mishap. I almost feel like the forces was against us to get this interview done. But we're here now, and we're going to get into the life of the foundation. I want to say I'm humbled for you guys, for you to be on the show to tell your story to the listeners. And welcome.
Hey, man, we appreciate you having us. You know what I'm saying? You got a dope platform. We appreciate, you know, you having us on your platform. And shout out to, you know, everything that you do to help, you know, people have a voice here.
All right. Now, the first thing I got to get into, the foundation. You guys are based out of the Carolinas. But which Carolinas? Is North Carolina, South Carolina? Let me know where you guys are from.
It's North Carolina. Greensboro, North Carolina. Guilford County, to be exact. You know what I mean? That's where we station out in the Carolinas. So it's not South Carolina, but North Carolina. But sorry, shout out to South Carolina, man, because, you know, it's a Carolinas movement.
All right, no doubt, man. My daughter lives in North Carolina, so definitely, no doubt. Shout out to North Carolina, the entire North Carolina. My man J. Cole doing his thing. Petey Pablo set it off back in the day. There are a lot of dope artists coming out of North Carolina.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of talent out here. Definitely a lot of talent out here. You know what I mean? If you're not tapped into the North Carolina scene, you definitely can start by tapping in with the foundation. You know what I mean? Word it up.
All right. What was it like growing up in the Carolinas for you and your brother?
Well, actually, we grew up in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? We from East Orange, New Jersey. Shout out to Essex County. You know, South Maple Ave, that's where we from. We came to the Carolinas, you know, we were adults already when we came to the Carolinas. But, you know, the transition was, it wasn't a hard transition. You know what I mean? It was an easy transition. It's peaceful here. You know what I'm saying? You know, not to say that, you know, it's not peaceful in Jersey, but it's just a different type of environment, a different type of atmosphere. So, you know, being here just, you know, allowing us to kind of like free our minds a little more and being able to think a little bit clearer and, you know, be on this path and be still on this journey that we on.
All right, now, let's rewind. Let's talk a little bit about Jersey, because I have a lot of Jersey artists I've interviewed over the years, and the first thing I always ask every Jersey artist, because back in the day, there was a very, very popular starring Tretch called, I can't remember the starring Tretch, but it was called New Jersey Drive. And for the longest, I'm not sure if it still stands, but Jersey was known as the car theft capital of the world. Growing up in Jersey, did you see a lot of cars get stolen?
Yes. Hell yeah. Excuse my French, but yes.
All right.
Sorry. A lot of cars got stolen. It was a...
All right, now...
That was a real thing.
Okay. All right, are they still boosting cars in Jersey? Do y'all still got contacts with people in Jersey?
That I don't know. I don't know nothing about all that. Like, I couldn't even answer that question.
All right, now, also, man, growing up in... Also, Jersey, man, is known. There are some fierce MCs out of Jersey. Redman, Tret, Lords of the Underground, just to name a few. But being from Jersey meant that when I heard Jersey, I definitely thought lyrics or beast on the mic. Now, how much of you guys' mic skills did y'all get growing up in Jersey?
Well, actually, the movement started in Carolina. So,
okay.
I mean, but, you know, growing up in Jersey, we was around a lot of, you know, MCs growing up, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was a lot of MCs from, you know, our area and our hood where we grew up at. So, you know, the influence was definitely there, you know what I mean? You know, but we started our movement, you know, down in North Carolina. So, you know, we really didn't have that much of an impact, you know, being from New Jersey, because when we was in New Jersey, you know, we was, you know, school, you know, high school, you know, after we graduated high school, that's when we kind of moved to North Carolina. So, you know, around that time, we wasn't even really into music like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was just something that, you know, we saw our peers do. It wasn't nothing that we was really into. You know what I mean? When we got older and we started, you know, exploring, you know, different avenues, then that's when we kind of like tapped in.
Okay. All right. The Southern sound for years have been prominent. Some people even say the South runs hip hop. Growing up in, well, actually starting to build your career in North Carolina, first and foremost, is it really competitive? And what's the independent scene like in your area?
Is it competitive for us? Yeah. You know, we just competitive by nature. So, in our eyes, it's definitely competitive. The scene out here is, you know, is kind of, it's not a lot of us left. I can honestly say that, you know, it was a lot of people doing it around the time when we first started. Where we at right now, it's not really a lot of us left. That's real. Got the motor still running, or the motor still clicking. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's left, but the Foundation is definitely one of those groups that's been around, you know what I mean? We did, you know, 2 years in the street, you know, out the trunk, you know what I mean? Solidified ourselves, you know. We didn't skip that. So we got that on our resume. You know, a lot of artists think that, you know, they could skip that process, but, you know, we did 2 years in the street, posted up, you know what I'm saying, at the gas station, you know. We dropped 5 mixtapes in the streets, so you know the clerk still know us when we pull up to those to those locations. You know what I mean? It's still legendary. You know what I mean? So, you know, we kind of created our own lane, and you know, being able to do that is, you know, what got us this far in our career.
All right, let's talk about you and your brother. What made you and your brother decide to form a hip-hop group? Did one decide to pursue it first, or did you guys decide at the same time?
Nah, it was kind of like we decided at the same time. So, you know, it was, you know, late nights, you know, crack the bottle, you know what I mean, getting saucy, you know, freestyling, and, you know, shout out the skills. You know, shout out to B, you know, because, you know, it was other folks involved, you know what I mean? But it just took us to have that conversation and say, you know, we want our slice, you know what I mean? And once we had that conversation, you know, it was off to the races. And, you know, a lot of things, you know, happened along the path and along the way that, you know, give us clue and tell us that, you know, yeah, y'all doing the right thing, you know, just keep going, you know, perfect your craft, learn the business, right, and, you know, keep going.
All right, now, what's it like being in a group with your blood brother?
I mean, a lot of it is, it's not as hard as people think, you know. A lot of people think, like, you know, it could be a difficult thing, but it's really not difficult at all.
Okay. All right, now.
A lot of I was going to say a lot of the ideas, we be thinking the same thing a lot of the time. So it's kind of easy working together, you know what I mean? Sir.
No doubt. Now, my question is this. Being brothers, and a lot of times, especially in hip-hop, you have people that are in your camp, in your corner, but say when music is created, maybe the person won't say it's not as good as it should be, or go back in the booth, or you don't have people that will challenge you. In working with your brother, do you guys challenge each other to make each other better? And do y'all have that competitive spirit also that you mentioned when it comes to each other?
Of course, you know, still sharpen steel. So, you know, we definitely competitive with each other. And, you know, when we critique each other as well, you know, we are worst critics. You know what I mean? So a lot of the times, you know, when we are working on music and we being creative, a lot of the times we'll hear it ourselves before one of us even say something to each other. So that's a good thing, you know what I mean? We both got good ears when it comes to music. So but it's not nothing that is taking offense to, you know what I mean? If, you know, bro go in the booth or I go in the booth, and, you know, when one of us come out and it's like, hey man, you know, I think you should say this, or, you know, you should do this. You know what I mean? Or if it's just like, yeah, man, that verse right there is not doing it for, you know, what we trying to do. Then it's like, all right, fix it. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. You know what I mean? Until we get it right. And I think that's what makes us easy to work together as well. You know what I mean? Because the fact that we brothers and we want to see each other win. So, you know, shout out to Smoover. You know, he couldn't make it tonight, but yeah. That's usually how it goes.
All right, now, the name, the foundation, how did you guys come about that name? And was it hard to even pick a name for a group that consists of brothers?
So funny story is, like, you know, when we first started, we didn't want to be considered as a boy band or anything like that, right? So we were just going individually. We was going by our names. We didn't have a group. And, you know, we was at an open mic one time, and ladies was like, yeah, man, y'all need to have a group name. And we like, nah, I don't want a group name. We ain't no boy band, yada, yada, yada. She was like, nah, it ain't about that. It's about having a brand. You know what I mean? It's business. And she was like, it's about having a brand. And, you know, we had several conversations after that, but, you know, the foundation, my brother Smoover actually came up with that. And he almost gave it away. fight because it was some other guys that, you know, was starting to do it. They were starting to do a thing or whatever. And he was like, yeah, man, y'all should call yourself the foundation. And when he said that, I looked at him like, whoa, nah, whoa. I was like, nah, nah. Like, I kind of was like, nah, don't call yourselves the foundation. And, you know, we had a conversation. We had a conversation later, and I was like, yo, man, I think that's what we need to, we need to use that. And he was like, what? And I was like, the foundation. Man. I was like, what you was about to give away. And he was like, you like that? I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, let's let that be the one. That's it right there. And it was the foundation ever since.
Okay. Now, who are some of you guys' influences?
I mean, definitely, you know, Jay, you got Jay-Z, you know, Max B, you know, the Lox, you know, Mob Deep, you know, you got Rick Ross, it's a lot of people out there, you know, Kanye, it's a lot of people out there, you know. Shout out to Gunna. It's a lot of art out there, man. So we kind of influenced by it all. You know what I mean? You got to be open to kind of receive it all. You know what I mean? You don't have to accept it all, but you got to kind of be open, you know, to receive, you know, the different types of art that's out there. And, you know, we influenced by, you know, dark art. We influenced by light art, you know what I mean? So those are just some people to name a few, but you know, it's a whole lot of art out there and creativity out there that's like, you know, very influenceable.
Right. Now, in hip hop, and it's been this way for years, back in the golden era of hip hop, you had a lot of groups, Run DMC, These Are the New School, Naughty by Nature. And at some point in time, the group kind of disappeared. I know you guys are brothers, so that's definitely going to be a glue that most people don't have. But what has kept you guys together, other than the fact that you guys are brothers and make y'all want to be a group in an era that groups don't really, there are not a lot of groups in hip-hop?
It's fun. We have fun. And I think that's that plays a major part in, you know, our longevity, you know what I mean? And, you know, what we have to offer and what we bring to the table when it comes to, you know, live performances, when it comes to, you know, putting together an album, putting together a project. We are having fun. And if it ain't fun for y'all, whoever the groups are out there, you know, if it ain't fun, then, I mean, yeah, y'all gonna hang out, run, but at the end of the day, at some point, you're gonna search for your own happiness. And we already happy. We already having fun. So it's not really a thing that we looking for. You know what I mean? Now, if it's a point where we get to a point where somebody's unhappy, you know, we voice our opinion, but we have a conversation and we handle it like adults. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of things get taken out of context, you know, based off the way you handle things. And the way we handle things, we handle it like adults. You know, we voice our opinion. You know, that person voices their opinion. They give their perspective. Every perspective is brought to the table. You know, and when a person has that ability to bring their perspective to the table, and the person on the other end is like, okay, is listening with a, you know, with an open mind, trying to see it, you know, okay, how do we fix things? So how do we fix it? Then I think you line yourself up for success, because at the end of the day, people just want to be heard. You know what I mean? Whether their opinion is accepted or not, people just be wanting to be heard, you know what I mean? And from being heard, you know, what more really can you ask for? What more can you ask
for? No doubt.
But you got to be able to accept the outcome. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
You got to be able to accept the outcome as well.
You guys have a project entitled Live. Oh, no. You have a project entitled Live, Suffer, Celebrate. Tell me a little bit about the project, especially the name.
That's what you get. That's what you get when live, suffer, celebrate. It's a story. We telling you how we live. We telling you how we suffer, and we telling you that we celebrate. It's a story, you know. And if we get you to click, we got you. You know what I mean? Because it's a solid project. And, you know, shout out to all the producers that participated in the project. We had other producers that came and sat in on the project, you know, and you got to think about, you know, what kind of critiqueness went into that, you know. Another producer that's not producing the project, doesn't have any production on the project, but comes in and is sitting in on the project, critiquing the production and, you know, the lyrics and the song itself, you know what I mean? So a lot of people, this project was really, it was well put together. It was well put together, you know. We was fresh off of, you know, coming off of, you know, touring independently, you know what I mean? So, you know, a lot went into it because, you know, we was outside the box, you know what I mean? We was on the road, so a lot of songs was written not at home, you know what I mean? We was out, so it was different influences that's on this project, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, it just dropped August 4th. If you don't got it, definitely go stream it on all streaming platforms. Go get the album. Let yourself celebrate.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about By Any Means, because when I listened to Man, I fell in love with By Any Means, but it was very, very content heavy. Like, it wasn't just filler, it was content heavy. Tell me a little bit about By Any Means.
By Any Means is a song that was, it's a lot of energy in that song because, you know, around that time we had life-changing situation, you know, something that had a major impact on our life. So it happened to us around that time, and, you know, we still, you know, found the energy to record and found the energy to, you know, actually make that song. So that song right there is a lot of energy in that song. By Any Means is just, you know, it's misunderstood with, you know, the black man's success a lot of the times. You know, a lot of the times it's people are confused that a black man had to do something, you know, against his integrity or against his character to be able to reach a certain level of success or a certain platform. And, you know, hard work do exist, you know. Making
no doubt.
Connections do exist, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not about that, you know what I mean? It's not about that, and that's what we want to express. We want to express the grind, the foundation, the hard work, the work put in.
All right, now, what was it like seeing your video on a national platform like BET Jams?
It was humbling. You know, we put in a lot of work. We put in a lot of work, and it was kind of like a breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? It was like a release. Like, you know, because a lot of people, you know, never make it to that platform, you know, a lot of people were trying to get to that platform. And, you know, it took us X amount of years to get to that platform. We get to that, to get to a point in our career where we was ready for that platform. You know what I mean? Because it's not that you can't get the platform. Sometimes you just not ready for it yet. And the platform will present itself when you're ready. You just got to keep putting in the work. Got to keep going at it. You know what I'm saying? And then so a lot of the times, things present itself to you because the universe responds to that. The universe responds, and it gives you what you're ready for. It's not going to give you nothing you ain't ready for. But if you're ready for it, it'll present itself. And it was a humbling feeling. We was excited. You know what I mean? It was beautiful. You know what I mean? And it's something that, you know, we want to experience more of it, you know, with the support of the people. There's more to come.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, man, we're going to close it out by letting them hear that joint. But before I do, let the people know where to find you guys on social media, where to find that video by any means, and the title of that project again, and where to find it.
Okay, the title of the project is Live, Suffer, Celebrate. You can find it on Apple Music, Amazon. You can find it on YouTube, Facebook. You can find it on any streaming platform that's out there. You can find us at alleyway2broadway.com. That's alleyway2broadway using the number 2.com. On any social media platform, you can search us DA Foundation. That's the foundation, but that's not THE. That's DA Foundation on all social media platforms. You can find the video on YouTube. Just search the foundation by any means. And you can find it on the website, alleyway2broadway.com. Live, Suffer, Celebrate out now. Go get it.
All right, my G, again, thank you for coming on the show. Tell your brother I said what up, and introduce this record to the world.
Hey, yo, hello, world. It's your boy, Mal Casso. I'm one half of the foundation, and right here is my new single, Rotten Dirty Radio, The Foundation, by any means. Let's go.
Appreciate it, my G.
All right.
Who the f*** they is think they breaking all the rules? We can all die in this f***ing room. Go see the maker, heard he got room. Gun cop, nobody move.
Black man on top, they scream Illuminati. Young n***a drop cause they ain't do it properly. Everybody sound like everybody. So this what you sound like when you been enlightened. Black man on top, they scream Illuminati. Young n***a drop cause they ain't do it properly. Everybody sound like everybody. So this what you sound like when you been enlightened. All y'all just call me copies. I'm lashing at some niggas that tried to mock me. Pretty used to duck me, now she wanna swallow. I'm Drago, in the second, when he fights Apollo. That's just a metaphor how we hit the lotto. This life we live come with a set of rules we choose to follow. So uncomfortable, why eating while your stomach's full? Non-adjustable when you got nephews that look up to you. I'll give you the transition, keep all your ambition. Never get caught slipping, when he never sleeps I'd be the last time get caught napping. 36, I'ma sound different after the accident. I'm too happy we walked away, I'm glad we ducked the madness. That might just mean I'm okay, I ain't doing this rabbit. We ain't losing nothing but the count, just do the math again. Nazareth, if you thought I fell out, well I'm back again. Back again, you can just call me mute. Black man on top, they scream Illuminati. Young n***a drop cause they ain't do it properly. Everybody sound like everybody. So this what you sound like when you been enlightened. Black man on top, they scream Illuminati. Young n***a drop cause they ain't do it properly. Everybody sound like everybody. So this what you sound like when you been enlightened.
Think the swimmers miss to swim with the sharks lately. While you baptized, eating shrimps with the scripture daily. I look death in the eye, and I ain't blink, baby. I walked away, pimp lip, without the mink, homie. Saw my face, it resonates. New reflection in the mirror, I wouldn't change a thing. Still leave the studio late. I'm still with counsel, cracked the bottle with the French break. I told the judge a lie,
but the song will all be. It's your Lord, Rasulullah himself is God body. Angels and demons scheming, tested with trickery. My only question is, why the f*** they picking me? I got shit to do, move like a chess move. Who the f*** they is, think they breaking all the rules? We can all die in this f***ing room. Go see the maker, heard he got room. Couldn't cop, nobody move. Black man on top, they scream Illuminati. Young n***a drop cause they ain't do it properly. Everybody sound like everybody. So this what you sound like when you been enlightened. Black men on top, they scream Illuminati. Young n***a drop cause they ain't do it properly. Everybody sound like everybody. So this what you sound like.